This is Grace Cavalieri. We're in Calvert County with teens who want to be seen and want to be heard. And we're going to be talking about the exercises we've done today, and we will be sharing these. Each of our students has been given a beautiful notebook from our host, the Fund for the Future of Children. And they have been writing in these notebooks. And the first exercise that we did was to tell where we came from. And all of us come from something. We all have a lineage. And these poets, some of them imagined places where they came. And our first poet is going to read her version.
I came from a place of laughter and joy where everyone laughs at the simplest of occurrences. I come from a place of religion and love and family. I come from a place where we go to church every week and pray for each other. I come from a place where grades do not matter as long as you do your best. It is full of love, the place where I come from. And yet, I still come from a place that is not perfect, where we argue and cry and feel pain.
I came from a place where the nights are long. I came from a place where people are always moving. I came from a place where the people always smile. Then I came here, where people are too joyful. It's too quiet. Everyone deceives you. There's no one that you can trust.
The next exercise we did was to imagine that we were migrants and that we were coming from a distant land. The students picked up objects from a parcel, and none of them could see what they were picking up. None of the students could show the other ones. They went to a place that was discreet and all their own, and they had to imagine why they would run into a place that was bombed out and burning, and they're running for their life, and why would they go back and pick up this one item? What did it mean to them? And here are some of our poets.
The object was an ornament with a picture of a cat in it. You were the only one who stayed with me through all of the turmoil. You were the only one who I could lean on when my life shattered into pieces, too small to stick back together. I remember when I was too innocent to realize the pain, and I found you on the street, and then you were mine. I remember how I stroked your soft fur as I prayed for safety. I may have had to leave you behind, but I'll never forget you.
My object was a little plate. I sprinted back into the house. There was flames up and down the wall. Everything was turning black. I had to dodge the falling ceiling. All I could hear was the bombs going off. I had to put my face in my shirt just so I could breathe. The smoke made my eyes turn red and the tears dripped down them. It was all to get this little plate. It was blue as the deepest sea and as black as the charest branch. It was the most important thing in the world to me. It was the last thing my mother ever gave me before someone killed her. The only reason it wasn't me is because of her. She saved my life, and it was the best, and it was the last thing I have of my hero.
The object I got was a pink birdhouse, and I got it to remember my birds that I couldn't bring back.
One of the things we did was talk about going into the elevator of our lives, where each floor is a floor of our lives. And if we go into the building and push the button of the elevator, it will take us to a certain floor of our life. We get off the elevator, look around, and see what was going on that floor. And here are some of the places that we went. Each of us has a building. Every year of our life is a different floor. And here's where our poets visited.
I remember walking into the fifth floor and flushing my dead fish down somewhere, and feeling so sad that I had lost my fish, and remembering all the good times I had with my fish.
I step out onto the sixth floor and see myself speckling bright pink circles on my white paper, the crayons, paintbrushes, and my paper a blank canvas. I was an artist working on my masterpiece. Then the teacher came over and picked up my paper. I waited eagerly. Then she said, "This is exactly what you shouldn't do."
I walked out on the 12th floor. I was just an innocent girl. All I wanted to do was be with my friends, laugh and smile. Then you came around, made me feel special.
Sometimes we do not have to give complete thoughts to write a poem, and sometimes the image comes first. And so in telling where this student came from, he chose to do it pointillistically and just choose single words.
I come from a place with hills, trees, long roads, and dry grass.
One thing we did was complete thoughts about what we wanted, what we hoped for, and what we wondered about. And now we will hear some of those.
I'm afraid of healthy food. I wish healthy food could taste good. I'm angry that healthy food tastes bad. I wonder if healthy food could taste good. This poem is about healthy food.
Sometimes humor is not a bad thing in poetry.
I am afraid of speaking up. I wish for my fear to fade. I hope my words will be heard. I'm angry about the fact that I'm too scared. I wonder about when I'll feel good enough. This poem is about me.
I am afraid of being used. I wish everything to go my way. I hope things will get better. I'm angry that things happen to me. I wonder how life will be when I'm older. This poem is about me.
We want to make an abstract piece of art. It has color. It has a splash. It has a circle. It has a line. We're doing this with words. And I would like very much for it to be a piece of modern art.
I'm afraid of being used. I wish everything to go my way. I hope things will get better. I'm angry about things happening to me. I wonder how life will be when I'm older. This poem is about me.
Ruby red rings, fake plastic pearls, naive wide blue eyes, watching the world. Spin round and round, as if I could change it, because that's what they said. Of course you can do it. It's all in your head. Sure, they believed in me, but was it just lies? There were no haunted looks in my once perfect eyes. Then I saw the prejudice, the lies and the pain. False accusations were just inhumane. Everyone deserves love, life, and liberty. We need to celebrate our world's diversity. My vision is no longer blurred between right and wrong. The world has the beat, but I'll write the song. Simply united, we can all stand, heart by heart and hand in hand. The world is my oyster filled up with pearls, ruby red rings, and the dreams of a girl. In the misty morning dew, she emerges from the shadows. Blonde hair framing her small face, I look at her amidst the forest. Alone in the great big world, keeping her head up, standing strong, but inside cracking under pressure. She can't do everything, but she desires to. Her heart tells her to make a difference. By the placid little lake, I stand watching my reflection.
We are here in Calvert County, and the poets have been doing several exercises. Some of them have been wondering why we do such things, but I think after they heard what they read, they found out. This has been brought to you by the Fund for the Future of Children. I am Grace Cavalieri, Poet Laureate of Maryland.
Thank you for the notebooks.